Good morning. It's wonderful to be back again. I'm slightly drunk, so that's a good thing. What I want to do this morning is really speak from the Spirit. So as I'm talking, I'm going to share a testimony rather than bringing you a theological grid. I'm actually going to share, hopefully it'll be weaving in and out of the Word, but I'm going to share some of what I've just walked through in Los Angeles as an intercessor's journey. So any of you who, I think probably most people in here are intercessors, are they, this morning? Or certainly people who love to walk in a life of prayer. I'm going to share with you some of what happened and then bring it through to an experience that I had last night concerning today, which I'm very excited about. There's going to be this is a day of breakthrough, so and I don't say that lightly. I say that now with the holy fear of the Lord. I don't want to presume anything outside of God's timing, but the Lord has visited me last night. So if I can just open in prayer and then I'll dive in and share a synopsis of what we've just walked through, culminating in what I believe the Lord wants to do here, now. Not just for this body, but the word was specifically for today. But, whoa, if you're not part of this part of the family, then do take it for your own lives, because this is about the bride. It's about the Lord coming now and awakening his bride. So can I just start again in prayer? Because I just... I just want to... Excuse me. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you. Come and have your way, Lord. Lord, we relinquish control of our lives back to you right now. We lay everything that we are down before you. Whoa. Jesus. Ha, whoa. Lord, we ask for an open heaven over this place. We invite you to release the angels, Holy Spirit. Even more, Father, we've been feeling the activity of angels, Lord, already this morning. We thank you for that. We ask for more, Lord. We ask for every life here today changed, that every single person would enter into breakthrough today. Whoa. Wow, Jesus. I ask, Lord, for a full immersion of your Spirit for every one of us. I ask for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Christ Jesus to be fully, imparted right now into the room. Lord, release the eye salve so that every one of us can see with a fresh level of visibility, with your anointing to understand and comprehend. Whoa, 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 you today, Lord, to the degree that you will reveal yourself. Lord, I thank you for the release of the treasures, the riches of the kingdom of heaven. Lord, I ask that as I speak, people would receive impartation. They would be graced to hear what the Spirit is saying to them today, Lord. Thank you, Father, that it's your time. It's your time. You are awakening the bride in this nation. There is a clarion call going out across this nation, across the nations of the earth. Whoa, imparting the strength of God into the wife of the Lamb. Whoa, 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 whoa. Lord, release that strength today to your people, to each one of us, Lord. The strength of God to rise up confident and sure, to be filled with the stature of Jesus, the fullness of the stature of Christ. Father, I ask for an impartation of your Spirit that will enable us to walk in holiness. Whoa, whoa, at a whole new level, Lord. Holy Spirit. More, Lord. More of your presence, Lord. More of your presence, Lord. Shiarabu, siarabu, kiando, sandadete, sedeba. Before I start, just stay in the Spirit. Just stay in the Spirit. Keep listening with your spirit. Let this be a time of encountering the Holy Spirit while I'm sharing. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, more Lord. Jesus. Before I share about Los Angeles, what the Holy Spirit's putting in my heart is to share an encounter that I had with the Lord that changed my life. And again, as I'm sharing it, receive from the Holy Spirit for your own lives. Because for those of you who haven't heard me speak before, my life, the Lord has graced my life with a calling to walk in an identificational place in the Spirit for the Bride of Christ. So everything that I share is our corporate reality. Everything has a personal application, obviously. Holy. But what I do is I walk, the Lord will give me an encounter with him, which is for the corporate bride. So in my capacity as a forerunning intercessor, I come in agreement with the revelation that the Lord has released, the encounter that I've had, to stand in agreement with heaven's perspective until it earths. And as the Lord enables me, I release the encounters. So as I'm sharing, it's not about me. It's about us. It's about, and the Lord will impart as I speak the testimony of Jesus. So, about, when was it? 10 years ago, the Lord took me out to Israel, and it was an incredible journey. For another time, there were so many encounters that I had that changed my life. I was in a very difficult time in my life, and so the Lord was really healing me and changing me on a core identity level to begin to understand something of who we really are as the Bride of Christ. And I went on a tour, I was with my little girl and a group of Christians, and we went on a tour of Israel. And the Lord took me to Nazareth, and that was part of the tour. And by this stage, it was the end of the day, I was exhausted, didn't really want to get out and see, you know, because the site where we went to was the site where Mary conceived Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Wow! And there's now a church that's been built over that, for those of you who haven't been. And I was just exhausted, didn't want to get out. But the guy that was looking after was a beautiful man in Israel who feeds the homeless people and does all sorts of prayer work there. And he's called Brother David. And he said, I just feel the Lord wants you to, he has something for you here. You know, just make the effort if you can come out. Just this last one and then we'll go back to the hotel. So I got out the car and I went inside the church and I was standing looking at the remains of, it looks like a cave, of where Mary had conceive Jesus. And as I was standing there, I suddenly started to get the power of God. It was like an electricity volt of the power surges of God started to come over me and fill me. Jesus. this is part of what I think the Lord wants to do here today. Oh, I know it is because he's spoken to me, and I'll loop it through as I carry on telling you what he's shown me. Whoa. I had no idea what was happening to me other than the power of God had come on me intensely. I mean, it was really quite scary because I had no grid for it. And a couple of the Christians that I was with said to me, don't worry, you're receiving the baptism of fire. I began to pray, walking down Nazareth High Street with Faith, my daughter, who was one on my hip, in all sorts of different Aramaic sounding tongues. I was just worshipping God like I've never worshipped in my life, with the power of God just surging through and surging through. And this continued for the rest of the time I was in Israel. Not intensity of the power surges, but praying in tongues, praying over Israel. It was like my spirit woke up and there was a power put into me to walk in holiness and to literally to shift inside to being set apart for the Lord at a whole different level. And I mean, that's not to say that I walk in perfect holiness, but there has definitely been, since that day, a huge shift in my life to walk in holiness, to desire God, to have a grace in my life of hunger for the presence of the Lord and to be dissatisfied with anything else and to have a discernment of good and evil. Whoa, 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 whoa. So part of what I felt the Lord wanted to do at the end of when I've shared, and as the Holy Spirit leads us, I'd love for us to do a fire tunnel and give everybody the opportunity to respond to the Lord today and release the baptism of fire. Whoa. Whoa. So we'll try and get there. God. Hallelujah. I'm so pleased I'm with family. Whoa, I do. I love coming here because I feel totally at home. Wow. Just get wild in God. Okay, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, back to Los Angeles. So, March last year, Sean Bowles and I have been friends because we have mutual friends in Kansas. So we've known each other for probably about 6 or 7 years, and we've sort of been connected through different prayer projects and what have you. So then Sean was here last March, I think. Yeah, it was last March, wasn't it? Yeah. And he invited me to come over to be with the team in Los Angeles to help them with intercession. So Lulu and I, one of my precious friends who's here, went over to Los Angeles. I'm trying to cut a very long story short here. And I, well, during the time, so we spent time with Sean, we met a few of the other people that were part of the team there. And really I was saying to the Lord, you know, I would absolutely love to come and help them, but I need to know that it's you because, you know, it's a life change. And obviously we only want to do what the Holy Spirit's leading us to do in the end. So during the time that I was there, I had an encounter with the Lord that lasted for hours. And Lulu and I were in our hotel bedroom, and I was scheduled to do a radio interview later on that day with on the Sean and Sally show, a radio show that they host over there. And I couldn't get off the bed. I was just completely gone. So we were late for the radio interview. But during that encounter, one of the ways that the Lord has me walk in an identificational place for the bride is he will relate to me, for example, as the bride of England corporately, and he will release to me revelation regarding how he sees us as the corporate bride of England. Or for many years he had me specifically walking with him, he was relating to me as the corporate bride of Guildford, which is where we're from. And so I would be in agreement with his perspective of how he sees Guildford, the spiritual DNA that he's put in the land of Guildford, her purpose in the Lord, the jewels and the treasures that are in her. And then I would release that through whatever, through the churches or through Guildford Prayer School or wherever the Lord took me to share. And then also for about 10 years now, I've been walking, and specifically for about 8 years, I was walking as the prayer director for a company called Markets Unlocked, which is a business that's been, I won't go into all of it now, but it's been set up by Christians, by a lovely man of God called Julian Watts, who, it's a technology company, but the purpose of it is really to be a vehicle that operates according to the ways of the kingdom, the principles of the kingdom of heaven. And it's all about the presence of God, to take the presence of God, the love of God, and the testimony of Jesus out into the marketplace. So the Lord would relate to me in that context as well, as the corporate bride within the Markets Unlocked business family. And then he began to speak to me about the kingdom of God advancing across the different spheres of society, or to use the terminology, the mountaintops, predominantly the seven most influential mountaintops: business, family, the performing arts, media, government, and so on. So he would relate to me in that context. So when I had the encounter in Los Angeles, the Lord was talking to me as the corporate bride within the performing arts / media sphere. So I began to understand something of the Lord's calling to serve in that sphere in alongside Sean. And I won't go through all of the encounter. And again, just keep receiving. Just receive impartation. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you will receive, that you will release impartation. As I'm speaking. The Lord took me in that encounter to the throne room. And there were a number of things that he was showing me. The piece that I feel to share was, I was absolutely overwhelmed. I was standing in front of the throne, and there was an impartation of faith that was being released, and it was waves. It went on for literally hours, wave after wave after wave of the gift of faith. And it was a strength, and it was, as I understood it in this encounter, it was a supernatural enabling power to receive. It was a strength into the bride, and it was to be able to receive the fullness of what the Lord wants to release from heaven. So to be able to receive the truth, the revelatory truth of the love of God. Whoa. It was also, there was a power within that impartation for the performing arts, so that people within the bride, within the performing arts sphere, could see through the eyes of faith, third heaven reality, and begin to express through the different communication mediums truth that would activate encounter. So programs to be made, paintings to be painted, books to be written, all forms of communication. There was a supernatural release of creativity that was activated by this gift of faith. So I knew how to agree, the peace that the Lord would have me walk in, which is to stand in agreement for that, for the performing arts sphere, for that reality to manifest into the earth realm. Whoa. So then I knew I was commissioned to go out there for a season. So we did. And then for approximately 3 months I was over there. And every day, I lived next door but one to one of our really precious dear friends, who's also part of the leadership over there, called Yodi Alakaja. And so we would literally, in our jammies every morning, really early, we would, I'd nip next door but one, and we would just come into a time of worship and prayer and seeking the face of, the Lord, wanting to know his perspective for the body, for the Expression 58 family, but also for what they represent as a community of the body of Christ within Hollywood. And the Lord, day after day, the Lord would meet us. And we were really largely standing in agreement for Sean, as the leader of that ministry, and for the team there, and for what he's carrying to be birthed. From that mountaintop that, is of probably the most influential of all of the spheres, because it's communication. And what we see coming out from Hollywood has historically largely been ungodly. And the Lord wants to harness the media in all its forms to communicate truth across the nations, to shift the mindset of the majority of people to come to a place of understanding who we really are in the Lord. Who the bride of Christ is, who our Lord is. Whoa. So that was a little bit of understanding of what the Lord was giving us, that he wanted to achieve, that he wanted to, he was having us agree for a shift in the authority structure over that sphere of society, that the people of God would begin to rise up and govern in the spirit realm, begin to live in a greater degree of intimacy with the Lord, see reality from heaven's perspective, come in agreement with truth and decree it. So to govern in the heavenly realms, to begin to shift the spiritual climate, not only over that region, you know, over Hollywood, over the surrounding regions within California, but over the sphere. Whoa, which would then be catalytic in bringing truth across all the other spheres of society. Jesus. The second encounter that the Lord gave me when I was there, we were in church one evening on a Tuesday night. The worship was fantastic, praising the Lord. And the next thing, Jesus showed me a door, as clear as you're sitting there, in the spirit, a low brown wooden door. Whoa. Jesus. And on the front of the door was the word knowledge. And it was very intense experience with the Lord, and I felt the Lord beckoning me to come through the door, but I knew, because it was very low, that I had to crawl through on my tummy, just go low in humility, and that the doorway was about the knowledge of God, going in through the knowledge of God. So I went in, and as I went in through in the Spirit, I went into the throne room. And I saw Jesus sitting on the throne, and he was holding what looked like a golden ornate chalice, which again represented the gift of faith. But I knew in my spirit this gift of faith is like a prized treasure from heaven. It's beyond, it enables us to go beyond the ability to give mental assent. You know, to believing, choosing to believe, which is obviously a lot of the time we walk in a discipline of faith, you know, by the grace of God. But this is a power that changes our internal disposition. So the bride of Christ, it's like the internal disposition of the bride. It's the ability to not just believe, but to know. Whoa. And to receive all that heaven has for us, that is to be loosed into the earth. Jesus. And I knew that that invitation was for Sean and the family there. I mean, there's obviously a broader application. We can all receive this. And so I went in and I was calling them through into the experience of receiving this impartation of the gift of faith. So then after that, we continued. Yodi and I were predominantly praying together in the mornings. We would just, the Lord would come. We would just have these incredible times just standing. In parallel to all of this happening, the Lord had said for us to set up a prayer shield, which we did. And there was Julie Brown and Lulu and Mary and Guildford Prayer School on this side, and then different people that we're connected with around and about on this side of the Atlantic. And then we had different folk across America, in Kansas, in Australia, and all over the place, standing in agreement predominantly with what the Lord had originally showed me was the reality of the identity of the corporate bride in the performing arts sphere. The other part of the... So we were standing in agreement for this reality to earth. The other part of that was that the Lord had said to pray into the root system of the heart of the bride to displace all fear. Everything within the emotional root system of our hearts that is not of God, to pull that up by its roots and to pray for our hearts to be rooted and grounded and established in the love of God. So that was the heart of the prayer that was going on. Whoa. Really contending for a reality shift from what we've known to becoming the bride as the Lord sees us and calls us to be, and then to be able to walk in a new level of surety, confidence in God, and authority that flows out of this deep place of intimacy and awareness of our identity in the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Wow. So there was also a lot of warfare. I'm giving you one perspective at the moment. You can imagine. Hollywood is not a picnic. The enemy doesn't want to let go there. Huh. But he has to. He has to, because it's time. And the bride of Christ is rising up in the earth. The Lord will have his bride without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. The nations are the Lord's inheritance. The kingdoms of our God. Whoa, Jesus. The kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our God. Jesus. And as the eyes of our understanding are flooded with light, whoa, whoa, Jesus, we come into a place of agreement. And the substance of the natural realm has to come into conformity with the revealed will of God, with the counsel of heaven. So one of the mornings, I don't remember exactly how far into this we were, and it had been really tough, really, really tough, to the point where I was thinking, I may have to get back on a plane and come back to England. I'm not grown up enough for this type thing, you know. But we were just standing and standing and standing, and one of the mornings, Yodi and I were, we hit this really deep place in the spirit. Wow. We were praying for Sean. We were standing in agreement with what the Lord was revealing, praying for the team. Just went into a really, really deep place. And the next thing, I got up because I was aware that my daughter was sort of next door but one and needed to get up and have breakfast and all the rest of it. So I started to pull out of the experience. And as I did and got up and went towards the door, in front of the door was an angel. Whoa. Whoa. And the angel was, looked like a man, really, was probably 5'11", something like that, and was dressed in a long brown garment. But the presence of God that he brought into the room was extraordinary, and I immediately knew in my spirit that the angel's name was Breakthrough, and he held a word up in the spirit next to him that said revival, which I understood was his function. I understood that he comes into an assignment of the Lord to remove everything that hinders the purposes of God manifesting through that community, through what they represent and where the angel is assigned to. I had heard of this angel before in meetings, but I didn't really know what the angel did, or, you know, I'd not had any personal revelation or involvement with the angel at all until this point. I knew the angel had come to be assigned to Sean and to what he's carrying and to, whoa, to the ministry there. And then there's obviously a broader application, because that is a catalytic community for the region. Whoa, whoa, Jesus. But I also believe, and we're walking in this with the fear of the Lord, and I'm being very careful with the language that I use, because we don't really understand how to, you know, how to work with angels. And so I'm just sharing raw testimony here. Obviously, I'm part of, you know, I lead Guildford Prayer School here. I have a calling to England too. It's both nations, but I'm also part of the Expression 58 family over there as well. So we're sort of walking step by step, trying to understand the objectives of heaven that are being initiated through the Breakthrough Angel. I told Sean, obviously, about what had happened. We were absolutely, completely, when the angel came in the room, we were gone in the presence of God. Yodi sort of did a somersault kind of thing back over the sofa. Just the power of God hit us. It was just amazing. So I went back and I told Sean what had happened. And he had, I mean, he was so excited because he had a whole grid of understanding for this, having worked with Paul Keith Davis. And he had a whole history that connects to this point, which I didn't know about. The other amazing thing was that I think it was the following morning or the day after, he was scheduled to do a conference with a man called Randy Demain, who he hadn't seen for a number of years since leaving White Dove Ministries, which is Paul Keith Davis's ministry. And Randy Demain, which I didn't know, was the man that the Angel of Breakthrough had been assigned to be with when he'd left another brother in the Lord called Ben Snyder Hoda, who went home to be with the Lord. Whew, Jesus. So, long story cut short, he went to the conference and eventually he ended up having a conversation with Randy Demain about what had happened. Randy Demain was, his response was, oh, so that's where he's gone. And what had happened was that Randy had been praying, asking the Lord what was going on, because the angel had left him. And the Lord said to Randy, don't worry, he's gone somewhere else for a season, but I'll bring him back. And so Sean and Randy were very happy. Obviously, Sean being a recipient of the angel and Randy now knowing where the angel was. So that was huge confirmation. Anyway, so the last Tuesday that I was in Los Angeles before I came back to the States, I shared in our community on the Tuesday evening about some of what had happened. And, whoa, Sean was able to context set it with his historical understanding of breakthrough, and also set it biblically, theologically, so that people could receive it. Holy, whoa. And then we prayed, and the Lord released the activity of the breakthrough angel into the community. The power of God came in the room. I mean, it was just the most, whoa, incredible time. Jesus, thank you, Lord. The since breakthrough came there, there has been the beginnings of fruit that apparently, obviously, Randy Demain and different ones and Bob Jones, who've had experience of this angel, are observing it, you know, observing the activity of the angel, observing the fruit. And there seems to be a consistent process that the community goes through. And initially, although there are, you know, things are happening simultaneously, initially the activity of the angel seems to be that he brings a repentance and a change. Whoa. And a setting apart of people again. And then also breakthrough into destiny. Things that into the promises of God for people's lives, where they've been pressing in for years, and things that have hindered that breakthrough, whether it be emotional deliverance needed, relational reconciliation, financial release, whatever it is that's hindering the purposes of God, divine connections, whatever, there's a release of breakthrough activity. And so they started to see fruit of the angel's activity within the community. Relationships being restored. Sean's house sold after him not being able to sell it for a long time in recession. Then he sold it for quite a big loss. Somebody paid his debt. You know, this all happened within a couple of weeks of the angel being there. And an increase in signs and wonders and miracles, which is something else that apparently happens and has been happening a lot under Randy Demain's ministry with the angel. Jesus, thank you, Lord. So Sean's been seeing an increase of signs and wonders, of miracles, healings happening in meetings. I know of one where he was ministering in Hawaii quite recently and this was happening. So then coming back into England, so they're continuing. There's a lot more I could share. Sean is continuing to press into this now. The Lord's spoken to him directly. He's given him a dream. He's now in relationship with a number of pastors across California where they're literally under the direction of the Holy Spirit, staking out the land. Bob Jones has prophesied, apparently, which again I didn't know about until recently. He has prophesied that by 2010, I think it is, there will be, 2010, there will be revival in California. By 2012, it will be historic. So this is a countdown year, And they are preparing intentionally, following the Holy Spirit's leading now, as the body of Christ across that region. A lot of people are already involved, staking out the ground, preparing, seeking to work under the guidance of the Holy Spirit for an unprecedented move of God that will be world-changing because it's a catalytic sphere, a catalytic region. And obviously we're coming in, I just want to say this, you know, we are coming in, inheriting the intercession. We are walking in the benefit of generations of intercession. There, you know, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of faithful, probably many more than that, of faithful people that have sown their lives into that region, who've been watching and yearning for a day like that we are about, well, we're beginning to walk in the beginnings of it. So I just want to give honour where honour is due. I am very aware of that, and I was very aware of that when we were there, that, you know, we are all in this together, but we are beneficiaries of lives laid down, huge prices paid for the anointing, for the intercessors that have gone before us. So, you know, we'll all celebrate together. So that's continuing over there. Coming back to England, I was curious to see what the Lord was going to do, because another part of what the Lord did was he released a breaker anointing onto me. So I wanted to see what the Lord would do and the fruit of that. When we came back, I've been in three meetings now. Wow. I've been in two meetings where I've actually seen the angel of breakthrough come. I've been in three, and one of them, he also came with another, whoa, three angels. And apparently, I've talked to other people that know about this angel now, apparently three angels do often come with the breakthrough angel, and breakthrough works. He seems, obviously, as a senior ranking angel, and he works with a whole group of angels. And obviously there's no distance in the spirit, so he can step into California and then step into England, you know, while they're still asleep. We can do our work here and then he can go back again. So I'm also comfortable that, because I didn't want to presume anything, so I've just been watching, because the angel has come twice that I've seen him, and there's been immediate breakthrough, particularly the first prayer meeting I was in. There was immediate breakthrough of vision. Massive shift forward, massive. I'm sorry, I have to be vague about that. I can't discuss it publicly at the moment, but it's high-level breakthrough that's nation-changing. I mean, it's huge. So, and that's really not an exaggeration, and at some point I'll be able to share that publicly, and it's very, very exciting. The second one, again, I saw him, and there was tremendous activity in the room. So the person that I discussed this with was quite comfortable saying, well, the angel is assigned to a ministry, and I'm part of, so the angel has been predominantly assigned to Sean, what he's carrying, and the group over there, but I'm part of it. So I'm quite comfortable in what we understand in terms of how this angel works, that the angel would come when the Holy Spirit decides to bring him for the purposes of heaven. And in one sense, we are different facets of the same DNA, because ultimately the calling is to awaken the bride and to see her come forth in fullness of love and glory, to be the manifest presence of the glory of God in the earth. So they're different expressions of the same spiritual DNA. So, and we need breakthrough. You know, we need the activity of heaven. And I was listening to somebody yesterday teaching about how, you know, Jesus needed angels in his ministry in the earth, so how much more do we need angels to stand in agreement with and to help us and to help heaven's will be established as we move out in obedience. So the third time I saw breakthrough was last night. Holy Jesus. For today. Julie and I were talking about breakthrough in my kitchen, which is a very holy kitchen at the moment. And the atmosphere started to change in the room as we began to talk. And we could feel the presence of God coming very strongly. Jesus. And I saw breakthrough in front of me. Whoa. And he immediately was releasing strength to us. And he came over and he put his hands on our shoulders and released strength. Whoa. And then he knelt down and he handed me a book in the spirit. And I think, I don't know for sure, but it felt like an ancient book of wisdom. It will be revelation of the wisdom of God that the Lord wants to release. So I received the book. And then, where the Lord's recorded in the Gospels, when the woman was caught in adultery and she was brought to Jesus, and Jesus was doodling in the sand. And my understanding of that is that Jesus was waiting for Father to speak. He was waiting for the wisdom to come before he spoke. Well, the angel knelt down in front of me, and I could see in front of me in the spirit sand, and I was reminded immediately of that experience that Jesus had had. And the impartation that came from God into my spirit was, only speak from the glory. Wait, wait, like Jesus did, wait until you know what the Father's saying and then release it. And I felt when that happened, there was quite a lot of impartation that went into my spirit, and I really felt and began to decree it, actually, that the former things have passed away, that behold, all things are new, that we have actually entered into a new season in God as the people of God, where we have access. We always have had access, but it seems to be I don't want to say things that are inaccurate, but my conviction is that there is a new grace to come up higher, to walk in the Spirit, by the Spirit, to see the things of heaven, to have third heaven perspective as intercessors, to be able to walk in the revelatory knowledge of God and to agree with that, just to agree with that. And then to see our walk then is to see everything yield to the superior revealed purposes of God. So I felt that shift over us, that there's a new strength that will come with breakthrough. Holy Jesus. And then I saw that the Lord began to show me today. And I saw along the back of the room angels. I saw breakthrough. I saw breakthrough walking down the aisles, and he was looking at all of us sitting along the aisles, and I could see through his eyes as I was seeing today, and I could see how he was looking into us, and I could see people's hearts, and he would look down the aisle and he would see where people's hearts were fully alive, and I could see where some people, there was like a burning flame within their hearts, and it was glowing orange, their chest. And then other people that were sitting there looked grey and lifeless, and as though they had death around them. Just where areas within our lives where we're cold-hearted, where we've been smashed to bits emotionally by life, and we're just dead. And I saw, whoa, I saw the angel blowing down the across the seats, down the lines of people with a powerful breath, and as he did, people's hearts were igniting into flames of fire. And death was being broken off, and brokenness was being broken off, and heartbreak, and where we've become fragmented, dead on the inside, holy. Where we have unredeemed parts of us, where there just isn't life there yet, where there would be breakthrough, there would be breakthrough, there would be the life of God, there would be the fire of God filling us. And I was just overwhelmed. I was looking at this saying, oh my goodness, Lord, breakthrough is going to come to a community in England. Wow. Wow. Now there may well be others, you know, obviously I'm only speaking from the little bit of experience that is my world. Wow. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, I can feel things starting to shift in the room. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So, I want to pray and invite the Holy Spirit to do what he showed and to bring breakthrough. And it's not any coincidence that from today, the church is then shifting into a season of 24/7 prayer, where people's lives are set apart. You know, this is an incredible Holy Spirit given opportunity to break into the fullness of all that the God's got for our lives. You know, everything that he's given us in terms of his promises over our lives, over who we are, over what he wants us to do, over how he wants us to live. We're under blessing, not curse. We're the head, not the tail. We're the bride of the living God. We're the wife of the Lamb. We are ones called to walk in dominion authority in the earth, to trample on the heads of snakes and scorpions, to cast out devils and raise the dead and heal the sick and shift, you know, shift and open heavens over our families and neighborhoods and regions and businesses and schools. And we, when we understand who our Lord is, really, really to this next level that the Lord's going, now this truth is going to be released to you. When we start walking in this, we're going to see things changing. Can a nation be changed in a day? Yes, yes. When the Holy Spirit breaks in, there's opportunity right now to disciple nations. We have precious friends of ours at the moment that have such high levels of favor on their lives that they're being invited to come in and influence whole chunks of sectors of society with no limit to the language that can be brought in. Whew. Whoa. Jesus. Wow. And this is the shift, that the invitation that's on offer right now. And breakthrough has been brought by God now. For this. So that the manifest glory of God can be revealed in the earth through his body, his people, the one he loves, the one he fills with himself. Oneness with the living God. Whoa, Jesus. Holy Spirit, the light of the world. You are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the light of the world. Bring your revelatory knowledge. Bring the revelation of the glory of God to our hearts, Lord. Jesus, Holy Spirit, I invite you to bring breakthrough, to bring the angels, whoa, that work with breakthrough, whoa, 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 whoa. 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 Just keep staying, just keep focused on the Lord. I'm going to walk down the aisles. I'm just going to keep walking up and down. I feel the presence of the Lord so strongly. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just be free. You're at home. We're family. Just, this is with us and God. The activity of the angels is starting to manifest in the room. Whoa, Jesus, whoa, bring your hearts to the Lord. I'm going to put this microphone down. We're going to just have some quiet worship music, if that's possible, on in the background. And I'm just going to walk around and just release the Holy Spirit. Whoa, and just follow the Holy Spirit. And then when Holy Spirit shows us to, we'll do a fire tunnel. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.